Practice 2. Helen's mum is reading Helen a story. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the story. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The story will be played 2 times. The story will begin now.
One bright March morning, Rupert Squirrel woke up after his long winter sleep. All the other squirrels were still snoring loudly. He didn't want to wake them up, so he tiptoed quietly out of his bed. When he saw the forest, he couldn't believe his eyes.
"Oh no! Why are there so few trees? People keep cutting down our trees. I must tell the others about this," said Rupert.
Question 1. In which season did the story happen? Question 2. What did Rupert do when he woke up? Question 3. Why did Rupert say, "Oh no"?
The next day, the squirrels met to discuss how to save the forest. They all agreed they needed a leader who was responsible and diligent.
"Perhaps I could be the leader," suggested Susie Squirrel.
"I know that everyone likes you because you always share your nuts with others," replied Rupert. "But you're always late for the meeting, Susie. I'm afraid we need somebody who is more responsible."
"Simon Squirrel is never late. He's clever and he studies very hard every night. Maybe he could be the leader," suggested Sam Squirrel.
"Yes, I'm the cleverest squirrel in the whole world. I know everything about nuts and trees," said Simon Squirrel.
Question 4. Susie Squirrel was... Question 5. Which of the following was not true about Simon Squirrel?
"I have an idea," said Susie excitedly. "Tonight, everyone chooses their favourite leader and writes the name on a small piece of wood. Tomorrow we'll count the pieces of wood. The squirrel who gets the most pieces of wood with their name on will become the leader."
"That's a great idea," said Rupert. "Susie can help collect all the pieces of wood. Let's meet here at noon tomorrow."
The next day, all the squirrels gathered together. Susie collected the pieces of wood in a basket. Then Rupert sorted and counted them.
What a surprise!
Cried Rupert.
I didn't know I was so popular.
Oh dear, I'm not sure if I can do the job well,
whispered Rupert.
Don't worry,
said Susie.
We'll all help you and support you. We'll be there for you.
And on that note, all the squirrels cheered and sang a song for Rupert.
Question 6. The following pictures show how the squirrels chose their leader. Put the pictures in the correct order. Question 7. Why did Rupert say, "Oh dear"? Question 8. What is the best title for this story? Listen to the story again and check your answers.
One bright March morning, Rupert Squirrel woke up after his long winter sleep. All the other squirrels were still snoring loudly. He didn't want to wake them up, so he tiptoed quietly out of his bed. When he saw the forest, he couldn't believe his eyes.
Oh no! Why are there so few trees? People keep cutting down our trees. I must tell the others about this,
said Rupert. The next day, the squirrels met to discuss how to save the forest. They all agreed they needed a leader who was responsible and diligent.
Perhaps I could be the leader,
suggested Susie Squirrel.
I know that everyone likes you because you always share your nuts with others,
replied Rupert.
But you're always late for the meeting, Susie. I'm afraid we need somebody who is more responsible.
Simon Squirrel is never late. He's clever and he studies very hard every night. Maybe he could be the leader,
suggested Sam Squirrel.
Yes, I'm the cleverest squirrel in the whole world. I know everything about nuts and trees,
said Simon Squirrel.
I have an idea,
said Susie excitedly.
Tonight, everyone chooses their favourite leader and writes the name on a small piece of wood. Tomorrow we'll count the pieces of wood. The squirrel who gets the most pieces of wood with their name on will become the leader.
That's a great idea, said Rupert. Susie can help collect all the pieces of wood. Let's meet here at noon tomorrow.
The next day, all the squirrels gathered together. Susie collected the pieces of wood in a basket. Then Rupert sorted and counted them.
What a surprise!
Cried Rupert.
I didn't know I was so popular.
Oh dear, I'm not sure if I can do the job well,
whispered Rupert.
Don't worry, said Susie. We'll all help you and support you. We'll be there for you.
And on that note, all the squirrels cheered and sang a song for Rupert.
This is the end of practice 2.